Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now, 317-239-1009.
Still cannot get over that we had somebody called Ramsey, I guess, message us. Did Ramsey, I never even knew about this. Did Ramsey message us or direct message us? How did this happen, Alex?
I think he sent us an email, joeandalexshow@gmail.com.
And wanted to share that he's a fan fiction writer, and he wrote a story involving me, which was incredible. If you just missed it, you're going to have to go back and listen to the podcast at radionowindy.com. Just click on the Joe and Alex Show podcast, because I cried. He hit me word for word with, like, just everything about me. It was almost a romantic thing between, a fantasy between him and I.
Oh, and we found something very interesting. So go to our Instagram right now, at Joe and Alex Show.
Okay.
Producer MYK and I just did some lurking, and we found some proof that maybe Ramsey's fan fiction wasn't fiction after all. Some proof of something you posted to your timeline on your own Instagram. I reposted it to our Joe and Alex Show Instagram.
Oh, my God, yes. It was a little limp in this photo. You can see how limp it is right now. Joe and Alex Show on Instagram. Go ahead and give it us a follow.
Amazing. Absolutely amazing. So you need to check that out. We have some hilarious tweets, though, that you guys were sending us during that. Mallory said, I want to hear more. Ashley said, I can only imagine Joe's face right now crying laughing. Nick said he is dying, had to pull over. He was laughing so hard. And Danielle said, that was something, crying laughing.
It was great. Out of all the things that we've had on Freak Show Friday, and I respect everybody that emails us and comes on the air, that was my favorite Freak Show Friday.
Is it?
It really was.
It should be. Ramsey's the best.
And I know it was about me, but even if it was about producer MYK or you, that was just really well written.
I know. He's so talented. Yeah, you have to see this picture. It's just so funny. At Joe and Alex Show on Instagram.
All right. Let's take a couple of calls. 317-239-1009. We'd like to get your reaction to what you thought about that fan fiction, that story that Ramsey wrote about me. Let's talk to Genesis. You're on the Joe and Alex Show, and you heard it. What'd you think?
I absolutely loved it. I thought he was amazing, and if he wrote anything and put it out there, I would definitely buy it.
Wow!
You would
see?
Buy it.
This is great, because hopefully...
I would. He is amazing.
Hopefully Ramsey, you know, has the courage to actually send us the link to his Tumblr so we can see the published thing, and we'll have the courage to realize now, wait a minute, people like my stuff.
I know, and he was, the story itself was, it was like cute, there was some sexual tension moments, but the majority of the story was like a cute romantic story, and I cannot get over that he said that you left dance class, because imagine Joe dancing.
Well, no, here's the thing though, I'm surprised you guys couldn't find this. Back in the day, what am I, about 10 years ago, and I was like 22, I was a dancer for the Detroit Pistons. Like,
stop.
I swear to God, I'll send you the photo.
Look at this. Ramsey really does listen every day and knows you. They were called
the Spare Tires, and they're like a fat guy dance team.
Spare Tires!
It was. Like, we danced kind of like the Pacemates dance here for the Pacers, but it was guys that kind of did it as a joke, too. So that was right on the money. Hey, Genesis, thank you for calling in today.
Oh, thank you. I love you guys. I love your show, and I listen to it every morning.
We love you.
We love you as well.
Oh, you wait till you
have
guys
have a great weekend.
You too. Wait till you see the video. Producer MYK filmed Joe listening to Ramsey tell that story. Wait till you see Joe's reaction, because he really was beet red and his eyes were watering.
It was just killing me. Good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who is this?
Sean.
Sean, what did you think about that fan fiction story?
I thought it was pretty awesome. I mean, I'm a big biker dude, man, and my old lady's like a little chick nurse.
Yeah.
I'd like her to write something for me to give to her.
Oh, that's so cute.
Wait,
he should start
a
business.
You know, he totally could.
Yes, he could. Like, write, like, about, like, actual couples. Like, you give him a little bit of information about your relationship, and then he makes a cute little story like that. We have a ton of comments on Facebook, by the way. If you can't get through on the phone, Radio Now 100.9. Amy says, this is the absolute best thing to happen to me all week. Bless this man and his writing. Morgan said that was awesome. Kel said, Lindsay, you better be careful. Joe has admirers. LMAO, great job, Ramsey. Sean said, now that would be an Academy Award short film in the love and comedy category. Nice job, Ramsey. Hope Joe didn't soft serve himself.
You can see the photo that's a little limp. Joe and Alex Show on Instagram. Hey, thank you guys for your calls. I hope Ramsey, if you're still listening right now, you do publish it.
Yes.
You make it, I get what you already did, but make it available and take it off of private for everybody to see. Wow, that was just...
Lots of people saying on Instagram they had tears in their eyes.
I still do, Alex. It really, that was very, very touching.
What a good way to start the weekend.
Yep, if you ever want to be on Freak Show Friday, you know what to do. JoeAndAlexShow@gmail.com. Or you can hit us up, follow us on Instagram, send us a direct message. Just look for the Joe and Alex Show.